John Hoblick, President of Florida Farm Bureau.
Give us a rundown, John. I know this is a huge investment for Farm Bureau. This donation, first of all, just tell us what it is and what it involves.
Okay. What it involves is a 6,000 square foot facility we have on our property located in our Gainesville complex. And this is primarily going to be remodeled to address the needs of the State FFA Association. Primarily, they bring in their state officers every month for training, and this will be a top state-of-the-art, best-in-the-nation facility that we feel very proud of and think it's an investment worthwhile.
Well, you can't have much of a better location for the young people to be trained than your, right next to your state office where so many meetings of leaders go on a regular basis, but right in the land-grant university town with the University of Florida there in Gainesville, and just central in the state as well. Just a great move for all involved, it sounds like.
Yes, sir. We're so proud that we were able to make this happen. It's been a great partnership with the FFA, and you're right. We're right there at the University of Florida where this needs to be. And, Gainesville's the central location of the whole state, and I think it's just the best choice we could have ever made.
Estimated at $1.5 million of an investment by Farm Bureau. I see you've challenged the young people in FFA to raise 10% matching funds, so to speak, and put them to work, and I couldn't imagine a better sales force for something like this.
You know, that's right, and we felt that they needed to have some skin in the game, not just a total gift. We don't think it's under-accomplishable. We think that that should be a goal that they can make easily, but at the same time, the honest effort and work of the membership to make this thing happen was important to not only me, but our board of directors and the association as well.
Well, you did a pretty good job keeping this under the lid. I know you wanted to keep it secret, and so did FFA until the time of the announcement today. What did it take to make this happen? I mean, I know the politics of Farm Bureau can be kind of fierce, but when the young people step up and have a need, it seems like y'all try your best to always be there.
Yeah, it's not a hard sale when you talk about the future of agriculture. It's the right thing to do. Yes, significant, but we've been blessed at the Federation. We've maintained tight budgets, and we've had a little bit of money in the bank that we could use something, and we really sat as a board of directors trying to figure out what's the best bang for our buck, and nobody could have argued this one. This is by far the best choice for and best use of our monies and our facility.
Well, I mean, you look at the facility, it was kind of sitting there vacant at this time. It's had a lot of history there, but it sounds like its use had been done for your organization, and couldn't imagine a better use for future of ag as well.
And I think we found a home for it now. This is going to be great.
I know you did an interview with some of the FFA reporters before today's announcement, and they ask you, why invest in FFA? I'll ask you the same thing for our audience.
It's a no-brainer. It's the right thing to do. If we're going to have a viable agricultural industry 10, 20, 30 years from now, we better continue to support our youth and make sure that they can be raised in a leadership environment and be able to handle the challenges that they're going to have to face in the future.
Very good. What am I not asking you'd like to add about this tremendous announcement? Congratulations to you and all your leadership for backing this thing for the young people.
Thank you, Gary. I'm just truly blessed to be the lucky president that this fell under. But, you know, it's important. It's just a blessing that we're able to do this. So thank you so much for your support as well.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much. John Hoblick, Florida Farm Bureau.